if you've got your Bible, turn with me to the book of Galatians again this evening. I know I've spent a little bit of time, not a whole lot of time there, but I really felt like the Lord has had our attention there. I hope something tonight be said, be a help to you as we try to teach a little bit, do whatever God would have us to do. In Galatians chapter number 5, Galatians chapter number 5. Thank God for His Word. Amen. If I did not have these words, I don't know where I would be. I wouldn't know who He is at all. I would not know what He desires of me. I wouldn't know anything. And I thank God for His words. I thank God for His correction, for His instruction, His direction, you know, His leadership, the wisdom of God that guides us, that makes us wise, Galatians 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, because of these things that have been said. That's what therefore is. You've heard that. When you see the word therefore, You stop and look at what it's there for. That's a good statement. And it's good to know that that just ties in because of everything previously that he had been speaking about. Now, stand fast, therefore, because of these things. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I just wanted to read that one verse. Keep your Bible open as we'll be going through here. When we look at the Christian life and the will of God for our life is not to be entangled again. We were entangled once, but we've been given liberty that Christ gave us when He made us free. He made us free. He gave us liberty. And so He said, be not entangled again. That lets me know I was there. You were there. We were all there. You may not have felt like you was tangled in much, but you were. You was lost. You was tangled in the worst shape that a man or a woman could ever be in, and that is the lost state. We were entangled in darkness. We sure were. Entangled by the flesh. God don't want us to be entangled. He wants us, of course, to stand fast in the liberty. To stand. I want us to look at some words tonight that God put here in chapter 5, maybe in chapter 6. And you can find them throughout Galatians. The will of God for you and I as His children, our position, in other words, how He wants our lives to turn out, how we're to be conformed because of the liberty. When we are entangled, we are fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we're walking in the Spirit, we're not fulfilling it. But if we're entangled, we are fulfilling the lust of the flesh. There's no other way around it. We are hindered. Verse 7, you did run well. Who did hinder you? We are hindered if we're entangled. We are being hindered. Hindered from walking with Him. Hindered from fellowship. Hindered from doing what God saved us and called us to do. We're being hindered. And our mind is not the way it should be. Verse 10, I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded. He was talking about them not being any otherwise minded other than that their life, that they should put the leaven away from them. To not be tangled. Well, if we're tangled, then our mind is tangled too. Our minds begin to not be the mind of Christ. We're not. We are being persuaded by the world. Verse number 8. This is not the persuasion that comes from Christ or the Holy Spirit. It's not His direction when we're being entangled. When we're entangled, we are apt to do anything. Verse 19, 20, 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery. See, if you're entangled, you're apt to do that. You could destroy your home just by being entangled in the world, entangled in sin. You could wind up your home destroyed through adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry. Can you imagine that? Witchcraft. Did you know that there have been God's people that have dotted about with things that they shouldn't dot about with? I know people that are saved. Now listen, I'm not trying to be mean, but this is the truth. I know people that are saved that love to watch horror movies, and some of them, the most, you can feel the evil coming off of them. God's people don't need to be entangled in something like that. That's going to warp, that will warp our mind. It makes evil less evil when we get used to it. But I've seen people that, it's just like it's casual for them to, but oh my goodness, I'm like, who is watching this? Who could watch that? The evil. I mean, Hollywood's getting good at portraying the devil. Of course, when you're full of the devil, you're good at portraying it. idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, you begin to do exact opposite of the nature that God put in you, love. You suddenly begin to hate, irritate, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. God's people, heresies, they begin to twist the word to fit their lifestyle. Envyings, murderers. All you have to do is really hate somebody to be a murderer, according to Jesus. Drunkenness, God's people, drinking. Lot did. Revelings and, you know, these big parties, worldly parties where God's people should not be around. God's people shouldn't be there. Should not be facilitating in these places. And such like, of which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This is the kind of lifestyle of the flesh, of the world. People that do these things are not people that are going to heaven. We should not be there. We should not engage in these things. So when we're entangled, we're apt to do anything in the works of the flesh. We're being entangled again by the flesh to do the works of the flesh. We're not at liberty anymore. We are in a yoke of bondage. Now, he said in verse number 5, he said, "For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." Wait. Wait. You and I have the Spirit of God in us, and not being entangled, we're waiting. We are waiting. We are waiting for the hope. For we, through the Spirit helps us to wait for the hope. Do you wait for the hope? We are looking for the hope. Looking for that blessed hope. We are waiting for the hope. Waiting for the change. Waiting for Christ to come. We are waiting. And listen, that's doing something. I'm not talking about doing nothing. There's a big difference in doing nothing and actually waiting for the hope. If you're waiting for the hope, you're watching. You are working. You are willing. Amen? We are waiting. When he said to wait, he meant to expect eagerly, to look for it. So through the Spirit, you and I, when we're not entangled, we can wait for the hope. If we are entangled, if we're in a yoke of bondage, then we're not waiting for the hope. We're not. The hope of righteousness by faith. that change that comes through Christ. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith, the fulfillment of it. Another one, this is really the first one, in verse number 13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Called. And I looked that up, Brother Dave. That means a divine call. It wasn't just me saying, hey, come over here and hear this. It was a divine call. As much as a man of God gets a divine call to preach, every child of God gets a divine call from God to be saved. A divine call. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. That call to liberty. A great call to liberty. Paul had to tell them, don't use that call to liberty as an occasion to the flesh. He told them in Romans 4 and 5, specifically, and 6, the chapters, not to use the grace that they have been called into as a ticket for sin, if you want to put it that way. They'd been called unto liberty, liberty from the law. Now, I said something here the other Sunday about the liberty that you and I have been called to away from that law. Yet we are not lawbreakers, not God's moral law. Now, you can find God's moral law in the new covenant. That's the law that we're under now. We're under a new covenant. Not the old covenant, but a new covenant. And under that new covenant, it's a covenant of grace. A covenant of grace that Christ saves us by grace through faith. That he justifies us by grace through faith. But that grace does something to us. It writes the moral law of God in our heart. To where we are not a lawless people. So we don't go to the Old Testament at all for our law. We have been set at liberty from the law. But we go to the new covenant. I find everything that how God wants you and I to live right here in the new covenant. And a lot of what's in this new covenant is an identical stick to what's in the old covenant. But we are not Levitical priests. You're not, you know, given dietary laws in the new covenant. We're not given sacrificial laws. And the sacrifice was made. Christ. He's our sacrifice. Our blood to be brought before God. Christ did that for us in the new covenant. So those parts, you see, you understand that? I'm sure you understand that. You've been called unto liberty. A divine call. A divine call unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh to be entangled. An occasion to the flesh. Well, I am saved. God has called me by His grace. I have eternal life. And so I can fulfill my flesh if I want to, because it'll be took care of. Know any religions that you're welcome to drink on Saturday night because you know you can get it fixed on Sunday morning? I know a lot of people that think that way. You know, we can live in sin because God knows we're sinners, and we can repent of it every week. Do it again, over and over. Over and over. The merry-go-round. You've been called to liberty. He said, this call that you and I have, this divine call, instead of liberty for the flesh, we should serve one another by love. A higher call, not to concentrate on my flesh, but to concentrate on the well-being of others. What they need. For all the laws fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. All the law is fulfilled in this one word. All the law is fulfilled in that. All the law, he said. Wow. All the law. That's a great commandment, especially in the new covenant. To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. To love thy neighbor as thyself. Those are the great commandments in the new covenant. So we have a divine call. We could forget about a divine call. Forget our divine call if we're entangled. We forget what we've been called into. If we're tangled, we are not living in the call that God called us into. God didn't call us to tie ourselves in a knot with the vines of sin. God called us unto liberty, a divine call. That God said, you don't have to live this way anymore. And so, in verse 18, look what he says. Let me read 16, 17, and 18. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. But if we be, here it is, led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Led. If we are entangled, we cannot be led of the Spirit. It means He is leading us. It means He brings us into position. we're entangling ourselves, if we're entangled, then we're not allowing him to lead us into the great liberty that Christ set us free. See, the Holy Spirit is leading us away from entanglements. If we're led. Now, the word, if we walk in the Spirit, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. Verse 25, he says again, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Walk. What does that mean, to walk in the Spirit? Does that mean I just walk with my mind on Him? Does that mean I walk with these two feet? That word walk means to conform to. It is your walk. It is similar to the Bible word that talks about your, how does he put it? About our, the way we talk, our, I'm trying to think of the verse right now. It is saying what we are doing. We are conforming to the Spirit. We're walking orderly unto Him. We're walking orderly unto Him. We are being led by Him, then we are walking in the Spirit. If we are doing His will, then we are walking in the Spirit. It's like walking in the light. We're walking in the light. The light is that which is revealed by God's Word. But then we walk in the Spirit, we are conforming to or walking orderly in virtue of the Spirit. Those things that he said in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There's no law against that. So you and I have a divine call, that God calls us, that we are not going to be entangled, we're not going to be in bondage, because He has set us free. Now we are to be led, we are to walk, to conform, and we are to live. It's a continual living. Where you live. So this is where you're resident. Your life is resident. Not out there in the thorns and the vines and the bushes and the entanglements of the world. Where do you live? You live in the Spirit. In His virtues. You live in His love. You live in His joy. You live in His peace. Conversation. Our conversation Our conversation speaks of our walk. That's the Bible word I was trying to think of just a moment ago. Our conversation. It's not so much what we talk. Talking's one thing, but walking is a whole other thing. Our conversation is how we walk. Well, it's the same with this walk here. This walk in the Spirit. It's our conformity to His virtue. It is our conversation. It is who we are now. Who am I now? And that is where you live. That's where you live. We live in the Spirit. Let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You would think that if you're living it, you would be walking. But see, I can leave the house. And I could go out and crawl off into a thicket somewhere. So how you live, how you, the way you and I, it is our position in Christ. We're saved by His grace. We have His Spirit abiding. He lives in us. We live in Him. But not always are we led by Him. And if we live in Him, let's be led by Him. Led by Him. Our conversation. Think about our conversation. Look what he said in chapter number 6. I like this at the end of the chapter. He said, and as in verse 16, and as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. He was still talking to them about circumcision and uncircumcision and, you know, do they do this? You know, are they to keep the law? You know, some of it. And, you know, to look at that as part of what it is to be a new creature. And, you know, are we supposed to just go all in on Him? Yeah, I'm all in for Him. I'm all in for what Christ did and what He does for us. Now we can live in that, walk in that. If we do, we won't be entangled. We won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, these things written. We can be spiritual, chapter 6, verse 1. We can bear one another's burdens, verse 2. We can prove our own work, verse 4. We can be taught in the Word, verse 6. Be not deceived in verse 7. Remember the law of sowing and reaping. Now that is in the flesh. That is in the flesh. If a person, see those that would maybe in Galatia, you know, I'm not going to do this all the time. Just every now and then. Paul said, you put that seed in the ground, you're going to reap it. You're going to reap it. You'll reap what you sow. So we need to remember what we sow. Sow to the Spirit. Sow to the Spirit. We sow to the Spirit, we will not be entangled. We will not go into bondage. And we will reap those spiritual things. Amen. I know this is a little bit slower tonight, but there's a lot more in this, but think about that, walking, living, being led, being called, and waiting. These are all actions that the Spirit of God does in our life. We wait, we're called, then we wait, we're led, we live, we walk. Learning to do all of those by Him, by His Holy Spirit, will keep us learning what that means to do that. To do that. Sometimes it's hard to learn how to wait. Did you know that? Why? Because our flesh, it wants everything now, fast. It, you know, I know people's laughed about that before. I have too, you know. Like drive-through Christianity. Lord, I need patience, and I need it now. You know, we don't get it that way. We want patience and we want it now. Well, God's going to give you patience. He's going to do it very patiently. So it's hard for us a lot of times to know to wait. I had to learn years ago that there's a difference in waiting on the Lord. Waiting is a big difference in that. And doing nothing. If you're waiting, you are engaged with Him. If you're doing nothing, you're not even thinking about Him. More than, times than none, we're doing something in our flesh we shouldn't be doing. But to wait, well, it takes strength. It takes a persistent obedience. A persistent obedience. He said, wait. Have you ever had a dog and you said, wait? And them sit right there and actually wait? No matter where you went and how long you was gone, you come back, it was right there. I ain't never had one like that. But I know there's been people that had animals like that. They were trained. They were trained. And training takes strength. It takes strength. Strength and obedience. Obedience. I remember the first time I heard the story. I'm done. I remember the first time I heard the story. Actually, my daddy was trying to teach me something. Teach me just to listen to him without questioning. And he said, "Son, if you're looking at me and I say, duck, and you say, what for? He said, you may get hit in the back of the head with a baseball or a rock. Where if you just do what I say without asking and questioning, you'd save yourself a lot of trouble." I'll never forget the first time I heard that. And that always stuck with me, and it carried over. After I got saved, the Lord brought that to my mind. I just need to do what he asks without questioning all the time. Why? Why? Just do what he says. He's got a reason. And it's for my benefit. It's for your benefit. Amen. All right, let's pray.